So the circle of nurturing, the title of this service, has at least two other aspects: nurturing a group or community and nurturing potential. When I think about widening the circle to more than one other, I think about this congregation. This is the first church I've ever been a member of. And I found a home here because of the strength of this nurturing community. The deep trust that can evolve in a church community is really quite exceptional, because sharing and reflection opens us up to a level that includes friendships for sure, but also spiritual companionship. And this is not in spite of, but because of, everyone here is carrying an invisible backpack of family and culture and history and hopes. We don't have to like what's in each other's backpacks, but honoring the trust we build here, we can learn to respect the weight. And trust also that others can learn to respect ours. So how do you nurture our expanding church community? For me, it's beyond whatever similarities we might share to focus on to bring into the foreground a much greater interrelatedness. On the most obvious level, I can't act all loving and accepting just on Sunday morning, because I'm going to meet up with you during the week at the co-op or Chase's or the library. It's like a Venn diagram. There's an ongoing influence back and forth among all of our interwoven communities. So there's no way to separate myself from my relationship with you or with the potential we hold together. The default has to be unconditional regard, empathy, and kindness. Nothing else makes sense to me. But on a deeper level, once we acknowledge and open ourselves in trust to a community like this congregation, we can get a sense of how our own unique gifts and talents serve the collective wisdom. And at the same time, we can start to see the unique contributions others are making. We begin to see that each individual feeds a thread into our collective weave. Sometimes we aren't aware of what we bring to the group. Sometimes we have no idea what someone else is bringing to the group. But everyone contributes. To nurture an entire group, there can't be a wrong member or participant. Because we're here, we belong. And feeling that belonging, feeling that nurtured, we can move into our full potential. That has certainly happened to me here in this church. We develop a capacity of individual and nurturing when so-called disturbances show up and so-called strangers enter the room. We learn to appreciate all the different species of flowers co-creating this field in this beautiful garden. And we ourselves feel watered and weeded and fed. May it be so, and amen.